Okay, so La Vraie Vie, you called me out, and I'm going to do the accent challenge because this looks like fun. And I don't know if you guys really want to hear me pronounce these words, but okay, here we go. 1, your username, Belle in the Woods. 2, where you're from. I am from the southern part of the United States. Pronounce the following words. Ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally, aluminum, Jif, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? We call that TPing. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? I call it a soda. What do you call gym shoes? I either call them tennis shoes or sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? My grandparents? Call my grandparents. I don't have any living grandparents, though. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries in the supermarket? I call that a shopping cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? The remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay. Now I've got to pick a book. What am I going to pick? I feel like I'm just biding time. I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to pick. Shit. I have too many books. This is too hard. Okay. So I had a hard time picking a book, but I just sort of grabbed the one closest to me. And this is Paul Auster's Travels in the Scriptorium. Here's a passage. The pictures do not lie, but neither do they tell the whole story. They are merely a record of time passing, the outward evidence. The old man's age, for example, is difficult to determine from the slightly out-of-focus black-and-white images. The only fact that can be set down with any certainty is that he is not young, but the word old is a flexible term, and he can be used to describe a person anywhere between 60 and 100. We will therefore drop the epithet old man and henceforth refer to the person in the room as Mr. Blank. For the time being, no first name will be necessary. There you go. Do you think you have an accent? I've been told that I don't, and I've been told that I do, so I guess it depends on the context. Someone actually asked me if I hid or stifled my southern accent, and I don't. This is what I sound like, because I live in a city. I sound a little bit different from my parents and my sibling. They sound a little bit different from me because we live in different areas. And I guess where I live is a lot more diverse as far as accents and regions and people go. But I don't think I have an accent. It's pretty like standard, boring American accent, I think. I don't know. You tell me, do I have an accent? Okay, in the audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Oh, man. I'm going to, like, grab a magazine to cheat. Is that okay? Egalitarian. Gravity. And conference. There. There's the 3 words. Thanks for tagging me, Ray. I hope this hasn't been too teeth-pulling, excruciating. And so as a bonus, I'm going to do the giant list of dirty words to end this. Okay. Wait, I had it and then I lost it. Ooh, you guys, I lost it. Shit. Oh, here we go. Okay. Cock, pussy, teasing, little bastard, dick, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking hell, spanking, clit, cunt, horny as fuck me harder, mistress, master, sir, miss, daddy, slut, cum slut, your fuck toy, cream pie, anal, fuck my ass. I love fucking your cock, baby. I love fucking your pussy, baby. Baby girl, beg, begging, beg for my pussy. Beg for my cock. Please. Thank you. Fuck me, dirty little whore. Get on your knees right fucking now, you dirty boy. You filthy girl. You're mine, my good boy, my good girl. And that concludes the dirty accent portion. Thank you for listening.